We definitely welcome the news of the permanent ban on the fracking. It's something that we've pushed for, not only with the moratorium that we asked, but a lot of our members have been definitely concerned about fracking and that consequence onto their farmland.
Would you say it's the overwhelming majority of your members that did want to see it banned?
Oh, look, we definitely had support for the moratorium within our membership. I'd say that a majority of people are concerned about the fracking itself, wanting to know a bit more about the science before they had an opinion. But, look, the permanent ban's at the moment probably a good outcome for us all.
So you don't see it as almost being called too early before the science could be explored more?
Well, we're still going to be involved in the science and conventional gas. To our knowledge, there's still good reserves of that around. So we don't really need to go near fracking at the moment.
Now, the government has been pretty keen this morning to push that this is really good news for farmers. Do you see that farmers will be the beneficiaries here?
It is important news for anyone with the gas underneath them with an aquifer. At the moment, once again, the science isn't fully there about the aquifers themselves. It's the water underneath the farms that we're concerned about and any damage to that aquifer, the long-term ramifications of it, if it isn't done or managed right, is what the concern is. So in many ways, yes, we're welcoming it. We want to know more about the science, and since we've got, once again, that conventional gas there, let's focus on that first.
And that conventional gas, the moratorium has been extended there as well, so that's now out until the end of June in 2020. What do you make of that?
Well, it's been a position that the government held beforehand. It's one that we've definitely supported. We, 2 years or a year and a half ago at our last conference, supported a 5-year moratorium, which this is in line with, and during that, an expert panel will be formed, of which we'll be a part of, to discuss the pros and cons of conventional gas, how it should proceed and how that should be interacted with the landholder as well.
Now, the Victorian government on the fracking side of things says this is a permanent ban and that they're going to put legislation in place. Do you see that will be permanent? Will it last forever, or is there the potential that it could be permanent for now, potentially if there's a change of government, that could change?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't seen the legislation. As you know, everything's always up for negotiation within government. But once again, we do welcome the news of what they're trying to intend to do there. And we'll let history be a judge if that's a long-term play or not.
What do you make of the argument that this will limit economic development? There could have been more jobs. There could have been more, almost another industry created in regional Victoria where there are high levels of unemployment. Is that a potential loss, that potential loss of economic development?
Look, jobs are very important for all of Victoria. There's no doubt about it. And anything that potentially could have been a job is definitely something that isn't going to come through to reality. However, once again, we're looking at it from the long-term viability of the agricultural industry and the actual, is there a demand for that gas at the moment? Once again, to my knowledge, there's good conventional gas reserves there that we need to explore and understand better, and that's where the focus is.
Would it potentially disadvantage some farmers who maybe do have fracking potential on their land and could have sold it if they'd wanted to get out, maybe at a pretty penny?
Anything in these discussions obviously has to be balanced between the individual and the greater good. The science isn't conclusive that it is not going to affect other landholders. So one landholder may say yes, but that affects the whole aquifer if something doesn't go right, if we don't understand what's going on. We're erring on the side of safety with this and making sure that everything's in place beforehand. And for us, this is a good outcome that achieves that. And we do understand that some people with the potential there won't be able to realise that. However, we're looking at the bigger picture than the individuals in this circumstance.
And just finally, do you see this as a bit of a symbolic move by the government in the frame of that right to farm argument? Do you see that the government is more on your side now?
The whole right to farm issue still needs to be worked through completely. This is one leg of it. The ban itself doesn't actually address what a farmer is entitled to do with their land. It still doesn't address how it interacts with other legislation, but it does show that the government does respect farmland and they want to see it move forward into the future. That legislation is still something that we're fighting for. We're still wanting to know more information about where they're going with it, and it's something that we're very keen to be addressed within the next short period.